Dominoes. Level 2. Sherlock Holmes. The Norwood Mystery. Published and copyright Oxford University Press, 2010. CD 2.
Chapter 6. A Thumbprint on the Wall. Watson was surprised to find his friend fast asleep when he came down to breakfast the next morning. He shook him gently.
"Wake up,"
he said.
"Mrs. Hudson will be here soon."
Holmes woke up immediately.
"Good morning, Watson,"
he replied. He saw the questions in the doctor's eyes before he could ask them.
"Yes, I have been here all night. Yes, I have slept very little. And no, I do not know how we can save our young friend John McFarlane."
"Oh,"
said Watson.
"Then perhaps you should wash and change before breakfast."
"You're right, Watson,"
Holmes agreed. He left the room, and Watson sat down at the table. Soon after, Mrs. Hudson came in with the morning newspaper and a telegram.
"Good morning, Dr. Watson,"
she said.
"Here's your newspaper, and this telegram has just arrived for Mr. Holmes. It looks very important."
Watson took the telegram and looked at it thoughtfully.
"I'm sure it is very important,"
he agreed.
"Perhaps it's about Mr. McFarlane."
"The young man who came here yesterday morning?"
"That's right,"
said Watson.
"Inspector Lestrade is convinced that he's a murderer, but Holmes and I don't agree."
"A murderer?"
the housekeeper replied.
"Well, he was a strange young man, so wild and excited. But a murderer? I don't think so."
"Mrs. Hudson, your opinion is good enough for me,"
said Watson.
"Now, is that my breakfast that I can smell?"
The housekeeper smiled.
"You're always ready for your breakfast, Dr. Watson,"
she said.
"It'll be about 10 minutes.
As Mrs. Hudson left the room, Holmes returned. He immediately saw the telegram in Watson's hand.
"That looks interesting,"
he said.
"For me?"
Watson nodded and gave him the telegram. Holmes opened it with a paper knife and read it silently. He said nothing, but looked out of the window onto Baker Street.
"Well?"
asked Watson when he could wait no longer. Holmes turned to look at his friend.
"It's from Lestrade. The inspector is at Deepdene House at the moment. He says he has proof that McFarlane is the murderer of Jonas Oldacre. In his opinion, we should now give up."
"This doesn't look good, Holmes,"
said Watson. To his surprise, Holmes laughed.
"Inspector Lestrade has always been sure that John McFarlane killed the builder,"
he said.
"And now he says that he has proof. Well, let's see his proof. This is not the time to give up, Watson. We'll go to Norwood immediately."
"But Holmes,"
said Watson,
"it's still very early, and..."
Just then, Mrs. Hudson arrived with their breakfasts.
"And you haven't had your breakfast,"
Holmes went on with a smile.
All right, Watson. We'll go after breakfast. I'm sure that Inspector Lestrade's proof can wait.
Holmes ate nothing himself, so Watson enjoyed a very large meal. And it was after 9 o'clock when they left Baker Street. They took a cab to the station, and it was not long before they were at the front door of Deepdene House. Watson rang the doorbell.
"Now, Watson,"
said Holmes,
"you will meet the silent Mrs. Lexington."
A moment later, the door opened, and the housekeeper stood in front of them.
"Mr. Holmes,"
she said,
"how can I help you?"
"Good morning to you, Mrs. Lexington,"
said Holmes.
"This is my good friend, Dr. Watson. Is Inspector Lestrade here?"
"He is,"
the housekeeper replied.
"Please take us to him."
Holmes and Watson went in and followed Mrs. Lexington to the back of the house. Lestrade was sitting at a table. He looked very pleased to see them.
"Mr. Holmes, Dr. Watson, good morning,"
he said, standing up.
"You've come to see my proof, I suppose."
"That's right,"
Holmes agreed with a smile.
"I am very happy for you, Lestrade, that you were right all the time."
"It's good of you to agree that you were wrong,"
said the inspector.
"As for me, I never thought that MacFarlane was innocent. The man is a murderer."
"I'm sure that you are right, Inspector,"
Holmes agreed.
But perhaps we can see your proof now."
"Of course,"
said Lestrade.
"Come with me."
He stood up, and Holmes and Watson followed him into the hall.
"Here,"
said the inspector.
"Look at this."
Holmes and Watson crouched down to look at a bloodstain on the wall.
"It's a thumbprint,"
Lestrade explained.
"John MacFarlane's thumbprint."
"Are you sure?"
asked Watson.
"Oh, yes,"
Lestrade replied.
"That is John MacFarlane's thumbprint. I'm sorry, Dr. Watson, but your young friend killed Jonas Oldacre. He will die for this crime."
Holmes looked very thoughtful.
"You're very quiet, Mr. Holmes,"
said the inspector.
"Do you have nothing to say?"
Holmes stood up.
"As I said before, Inspector, it's obvious that you are right about MacFarlane. He killed the builder for his money and his house. I have only two questions."
"Go on,"
said Lestrade, who was no longer smiling.
"First,"
said Holmes,
"who found this thumbprint?"
"It was Mrs. Lexington, the housekeeper, who saw it first,"
the inspector replied.
"She showed it to Sergeant Judd."
"Really?"
Holmes looked very pleased with this answer.
"What's your second question, Mr. Holmes?"
asked Lestrade.
"Why didn't your men find the thumbprint yesterday?"
"That's easy to explain,"
the inspector replied.
"They weren't looking for thumbprints yesterday, not in the hall. And the thumbprint is a little hard to see."
"Yes, it's hard to see,"
Holmes agreed.
"Watson and I had to crouch down to see it. But Mrs. Lexington saw it. Perhaps she was washing the floor. I suppose that you are sure that the thumbprint was here yesterday, Inspector?"
"Of course it was,"
Lestrade replied crossly.
"Do you think that MacFarlane left Scotland Yard during the night and came here to make a thumbprint in blood on the wall?"
"Perhaps not,"
said Holmes thoughtfully.
"Then I must ask you both to excuse me. I must return to Scotland Yard to talk to the murderer.
Lestrade left the room.
So John McFarlane is a murderer,
said Watson sadly.
I don't think so, Watson,
Holmes replied.
What? But Lestrade's proof, the thumbprint. How do you explain it, Holmes?
It's impossible to explain,
said Holmes.
And for a very good reason. There was no thumbprint on this wall when I was here yesterday.
Thank you.